What do you make of what you're...
Very, very sobering. I think, first of all, we should be very grateful that nobody on the congressional side was killed. Nobody working for Congress was killed. I think our prayers ought to go out for Steve Scalise and his family and for the police and the other person who was wounded. Second, it certainly was a shock this morning. I don't think any of us expected today to take this turn. But it's part of a pattern. As you saw the one sign this guy was holding, you've had an increasing intensity of hostility on the left. Look, I talk to college students regularly who say to me, if they openly are for Trump, they get threatened. Mm. I've had college students, some of them are threatened with getting beaten up. Some of them get death threats. The intensity on the left is very real, whether it is somebody holding up a so-called comedian, holding up, you know, the president's head in blood, or it's right here in New York City, a play that shows the president being assassinated, or it's Democratic leading national politicians who are so angry they have to use vulgarity because they can't find any common language to talk.
But Speaker,
this intensity has been building, I think, since election night.